Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
July 26, 1974, was, I'm sure, like any other day in Provincetown, Massachusetts. That is, until a young girl discovered a woman's body lying naked in the dunes off Race Point. Little did they know, this case of murder would span decades with no credible leads as of today. Provincetown lies at the end of the peninsula in Massachusetts, the last known town on the highway in Cape Cod, a famous tourist destination for many. Provincetown sees more visitors each year than most of the other Cape Cod towns. There have been many news reports, and even a book detailing what is known about the case. But the important fact, no one knows who this woman is. When her body was found, she was badly decomposed, estimating that her time of death was anywhere from 10 days to 3 weeks prior to when she was found. Some have even insinuated she may have been frozen somewhere else until finally being put in the spot. It didn't help that her hands were severed and never found. The killer even tried to remove most of her teeth, but they failed to remove the dental work with the teeth. The police tried to find the dentist who did the work, but no luck, despite it being estimated at about $5,000 worth of work. For 1974, that was an incredible amount of time, but no dentist ever confirmed they did the work. So who was she? Without a name, she was dubbed the Lady of the Dunes because of where she found. A case that has gone unsolved for more than 40 years. Let's look at the site. The Lady of the Dunes was found in a remote area of Race Point, notably the dunes, mostly accessed through ATVs and sometimes a person taking a walk. It is unclear how long she had been in the spot. The surrounding area seemed untouched, with the exception of a footprint that has not been matched to anyone. She was found naked, lying face down on half a green beach towel, giving some the impression she had been sharing the towel with someone. However, that has not been proven. Her auburn hair was pulled back, held in place with a rubber elastic band. A pair of Wrangler jeans and a blue bandana were folded and rested under her head. It has been noted a few times that her toes were painted pink. It is possible her fingernails were, but her hands have never been found. It was reported she had a large hole in her head, leading to the conclusion she died from blunt force trauma. However, no weapon was found. Her head was slightly decapitated. The weapon, although not found, was believed to be a military entrenching tool. Her head was nearly decapitated, possibly by strangulation, and there were signs of postmortem sexual assault. Extensive searches of the area showed no signs of who she was or how she had come to be there. As with any murder, there is a rush to find and collect evidence as quickly as they can. In 1974, they didn't have modern technology like they do today. Not only were they trying to determine who had killed this woman, they were trying to figure out who she was. Interviews in the town did nothing, as no one remembered seeing her or admitted to knowing her. There were no missing persons reports, which matched the descriptions, and with no hands, her fingerprints didn't help. police department interviewed motorcyclists, ATV riders in the area. They even found people who owned the abandoned bicycles, but found nothing that could help them determine who she was. They were baffled that no family was looking for her. This raised the suspicion she may not have been from this country. Ideas have floated around about who might have killed her. Some of them make sense. At the top of potential murderers is infamous Whitey Bulger, a name everyone knows, especially if you are from Massachusetts. His rule over parts of Boston have never been matched by anyone since his departure. Could he be linked to this case? The first thing you see when reading the specifics of the case is the level which the killer tried to mask the victim's identity, a known trait of Bulger. He has killed an enormous amount of people, some we don't even know about. In the 70s, Bulger was known to frequent the Crown and Anchor, a popular bar in Provincetown. It's also stated that while he was there during the time, the murder was committed and the body was found. There was a witness who only came forward after Bulger was arrested in California, who says they saw Bulger with a woman who resembles the composite of the woman, but doesn't know her name, nor were police ever able to confirm this. With Bulger now dead, we may never know if there really is a connection. But there is a strong resemblance between this murder and other known murders of Bulger. Another possible suspect to be a murderer is Haddon Clark, a schizophrenic in prison who admitted to killing the woman. His account cannot be confirmed, but it was determined that he could not have committed the crime, as they believe his confession was due to his mental illness. As far as I can tell, there were no links found between Clark and Provincetown during the time of the murder or discovery of the body. He was eventually ruled out as a suspect. Then, we have a possible escapee. There was a time when it was thought the woman might be Rory Kissinger, a woman who escaped from the Plymouth County Correctional Facility in 1973. DNA would later prove it wasn't her. I've been unable to locate any information as of today, but I'm pretty sure she vanished after escaping the jail. And now let's look into these suspicious phone calls. In 1987, a woman from Canada told Canadian authorities she had witnessed her father strangle a woman when vacationing in Provincetown. By the time the authorities contacted the Provincetown Police Department, the woman had moved, leaving no forwarding address. To this day, she has not been found. Another call from a woman in Maryland claimed the composite photo resembled her lost sister, who had supposedly relocated to Boston. Attempts to find the caller led to a dead end when they couldn't locate her. And now, one of the most intriguing possibilities was she was a film extra. In 2015, Joe Hill, the son of famous novelist Stephen King, was watching the remake of Jaws when he noticed a woman standing in the crowd about 54 minutes into the film. The woman closely resembles the lady in the dunes. Could she have been an extra, or just caught in the crowd as people rushed over to Martha's Vineyard to catch a glimpse of these famous actors? If she was, in fact, an extra, it would be impossible to know. The records kept for extras in movies are not as extensive as they are today, not to mention the time it would take to find every extra in the movie, and that is only if every extra was still alive today. But it is important to note the movie was originally filmed in July 1974, so the likelihood of the woman being the victim is not far-fetched. It is just unprovable at this time. The biggest question after 43 years is why hasn't she been claimed by family? Someone has to be missing her from their lives all these years. She currently is buried in a cemetery in Provincetown. Her flatstone reads, "Unidentified female body found, Race Point Dunes, July 26, 1974. The Provincetown Police Department is still investigating this murder and are welcome to any leads which could lead to the identity of the victim. And that is all we have for this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this case. Do you think we'll ever figure out who this woman is? Who do you believe she is? And do you think we'll ever identify a killer? Let us know on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS or find us on Facebook or Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Join us in 2 weeks for the next season of True Crime Never Sleeps, where we dive into some of the greatest solved and unsolved heists of all time. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.